Yeah, Mary Beth, we're here with Lieutenant Ringgold with Baltimore County Fire. Lieutenant Ringgold walking over to our mics right now. Lieutenant Ringgold, bring us up to date on the situation here at Oregon Ridge.
Around 12:25 today, we responded to a reported drowning at the Oregon Ridge Lake. Upon arrival, there was a report of a missing teenage boy witnessed by several other people. Lifeguards were on the scene. Lifeguards attempted a rescue. Unfortunately, it was an unsuccessful rescue. It was a camp from Camp Sunshine from Silver Spring, Maryland. The teenager was part of that group. Unfortunately, just a short period ago, they recovered the body of the teenager.
And what happened? He was in the water and apparently got separated from the rest of the group?
Basically, there's only a section that they're allowed to swim in. He was in that area. Unfortunately, it's a deep part of that section. He went under. The lifeguards did attempt to make a rescue. It was unsuccessful.
What more can you tell us about him? You say he's 15 years old from Camp Sunrise.
Now, all we have is he's a 13-year-old teenager from Camp Sunrise.
Forgive me, 13?
Yes.
That's all you have, and supposedly, apparently, you'll be notifying the family and going through the motions there.
That is correct, okay?
Okay, and that's all you can tell us at this moment?
At this time, and right now, the lake is closed until further notice.
All right, Lieutenant Ringgold with Baltimore County Fire bringing us up to date on tragedy here at Oregon Ridge, Mary Beth. Let's ask Lieutenant Ringgold, what do you know about the parents of the young man arriving here on this scene and the rest of the campers? Have they all cleared out?
The campers have left the location. The parents are at location now, and that's the only information I have on that.
And we should probably, Oregon Ridge, it's a nice, warm summer afternoon. People want to be in the water. What advice would you have to avoid similar tragedies like this in the future?
Well, have swim lessons and stuff. All the kids that swim in this lake have to go get a certification that they are capable of swimming. And this camp did have that, all the kids tested to be able to swim. Unfortunately, this was an unfortunate accident.
Very unfortunate turn of events. Lieutenant Ringgold, thank you very much for joining us on WBAL. Mary Beth.